Welcome to Channel Island Fox Talk, the podcast of Friends of the Island Fox, a nonprofit organization devoted to education and the conservation of California's endangered Channel Island Fox. Visit us on the web at islandfox.org. It's July 4th, 2007, and our first Fox Talk podcast. Today's topics, the plans for Fox Talk, and an update on the Channel Island foxes in mainland zoos. I'm your host, Carrie Dearborn, and we're talking with Friends of the Island Fox founder and president, Pat Meyer. Welcome to Fox Talk, Pat.
Thank you, Carrie.
What does Friends of the Island Fox hope to do with Fox Talk?
We plan to give updates on the island fox from the biologists and scientists and those working out in the field, bringing you short little interviews with them.
Well, that sounds great because it'll give people the most current information about the island fox conservation efforts. Thank you so much. And with that, we're going to go right on to the interview that we did at the recent Island Fox Conference. We are talking to Alan. Would you introduce yourself to us, Alan?
Hi, I'm Alan Varsick. I'm the Director of Animal Programs and Conservation at the Santa Barbara Zoo.
That's great. And I hear that you are planning a new or expansion of your Island Fox exhibit. Can you tell us just a little bit about it and what
Sure.
it's going to do for the foxes?
Sure. As a part of our California Trails exhibit that we're creating at the Santa Barbara Zoo, we're going to be doing a significant renovation to our Island Fox exhibit to what we think present a better environment for our foxes and also a greater experience for our guests so you can better understand and appreciate island foxes.
Now I hear that island foxes have a tendency to climb more than one might expect. How is your new enclosure going to deal with that?
Yeah, climbing something that we've kind of learned the hard way at the Santa Barbara Zoo, how well island foxes can climb. You suspect that, you know, a fox from one of the islands where there aren't a lot of trees wouldn't be so adept at climbing, but they certainly are.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we learned at the Santa Barbara Zoo. So we kind of want to take advantage of their climbing ability and show that off with our new exhibit. So we're going to be creating a much taller exhibit for our island fox, and the exhibit space will include some trees in it for the foxes to use.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I hear that you had that wonderful news of a baby fox born at your zoo. Can you tell us just a little bit about him?
Sure. We had an island fox pup born on April 12th. And unfortunately, because the female, the mother, had mastitis, she didn't have the ability to nurse. So we had to pull this island fox for hand rearing. And at this point, we're starting to introduce that fox back to another single male, so he gets some socialization. But since we've had to hand rear him, he's very accustomed to being around people. And we think his future role may be as an ambassador fox for island foxes, just to, so our guests can have a more unique experience with island fox.
Now, if people come to the Santa Barbara Zoo now, they're not going to be able to see him because he's still kind of little. When do you expect that he'll be out for public view?
I suspect that his first public views may be part of our California Trails presentation that we're now doing at the Santa Barbara Zoo. We bring out several animals from California, introduce them to people, and based on how this fox behaves, we'll probably make his debut with that. We'll present him in that format.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, and
You're
we
welcome.
Hope that we'll get an update from you in the near future about how the new little fox is doing. He doesn't have a name yet, does he?
He does.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does.
I put you on the spot.
No, his name is Finnegan.
His name is Finnegan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there a reason for that?
Well, we had one of our zoo sponsors to determine the name of this fox.
Okay,
so,
well, it's kind of a sprightly little name.
Yeah,
he
we
seems
thought
to
so.
Be a sprightly little guy.
Yeah, I think we can call him Finn for short, or Captain Finnegan if you're in the pirate theme. Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for
You're
talking
welcome.
To us. Until next time, remember, working together, we can save the island fox. You've been listening to the Friends of the Island Fox Channel Island Fox Talk. For more about the endangered island fox, visit our website at islandfox.org. You can subscribe to Fox Talk by following the links on our website. Our theme music is by David Lynch, and Fox Talk is a production of animalbytes.net, AnimalBytes.net, and Eclipse One Media, ECLIPSE-1.com. Eclipse One, creating new media for a bold world.